Hello, Swathers, and welcome back to the AGS Character Crew Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about cooperation.
Oh, thanks, Mason, for that awesome introduction. First of all, I'm going to let my new group of co-hosts introduce themselves. They are each going to say their name and tell us something they do at home or at school that requires teamwork and cooperation. Okay, friends, are you ready? I know you've all done a little brainstorming here, and we're going to start with Sterling and go around the table. Sterling, introduce yourself.
I'm Sterling, and one thing that I do at my home that requires cooperation is I have some pets that I have to feed and water. Mm-hmm.
I'm Anya, and something I do at home that requires cooperation is working together with my brother, because we don't always agree on things like Legos and what to build.
Mm-hmm. So it takes some cooperation there. Yeah. Okay. Mason.
Hi, I'm Mason, and something that requires cooperation is playing basketball, because you have to share the ball to get open.
My name is Alyssa, and one thing that requires cooperation at my home is working with my brother.
Hi, I'm Helena, and one thing that requires cooperation at my home is also working with siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes that can be a little tricky, right?
Especially when they don't agree with you.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Okay, well, now that everybody knows who we have in the studio today, I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call...
Purposeful Pillars!
Let's take a second to review the definition of cooperation. Okay, friends, ready? Here we go.
Working together and helping others.
Good job. And I don't know if kids out there in classrooms were doing the actions when they heard that, but around the studio there were some actions happening. Uh-huh. Okay, during my time with Teaching in the Wheel this month, we've been talking about cooperation and what might be some of the reasons why cooperation is sometimes easy and why it's sometimes so hard. And one of the things we talked about was how our brains are wired, how our brains are put together. Some people prefer to do tasks or figure things out on their own first before they're ready to work with other people. Some people prefer to talk with all their friends in their group first, figure something out, and then they're ready to do solo work. It doesn't mean that people can't work one way or the other. It just means that we all have a preference. We all have a way that we prefer to do things. And you know, this could be one of the reasons why when you're working together in a group, cooperation can seem a little tricky, especially if you have a combination of people who would, some would rather work by themselves, some would rather figure it out in the group first. It just means that we need to have empathy and understand where other people are coming from. So I think understanding our brains can really help us get better at cooperation. Okay, so we're going to talk with our co-host today about cooperation and see what they think. So Alyssa, we're going to start with you for the first question. What are some activities for you that it's really easy to practice cooperation?
I would say basketball, because you have to cooperate with your teammates to pass the ball and get a goal.
Mm-hmm. So that seems pretty easy place to do cooperation. Okay. Sterling, I'm going to ask this one to you. What are some activities where it's really difficult to cooperate?
Some activities where it's really difficult to cooperate is like working at home with your sisters and siblings, because sometimes they don't want to do what you want to do, and you just disagree, and it takes a while to get back.
Mm-hmm. So times when people are not agreeing is it makes cooperation more difficult, you'd say. Okay, he's nodding his head over there. Yep. Okay. All right, Anya, this one is for you. Do you like working together with other people, and then tell us why?
I kind kind of like to, it's like the first thing you said, I like to figure out this problem, the problem at first, and then I like to talk with other people,
mm-hmm.
like you said.
Yeah, so your brain is wired that way. You know that you're an independent thinker. You like to figure it out first, and then you're ready to work with others.
Huh? But I just don't like to be myself all the time, because then I like to compare, see if I could help with other, see if I could trade in ideas, swap them.
Yeah, and you know what? That trading ideas and swapping, that's a great example of cooperation. Awesome. Okay, Miss Helena, can you name some things that you do at home that require cooperation or teamwork?
At home, some things that require cooperation and teamwork are working together, doing chores, and just finding out what we both want to do.
Mm-hmm. So when you say what we both want to do, who in your family are you talking about?
My sister.
Ah, yeah. You know, sometimes the people that we spend the most time with, our family, can sometimes be the people who are the hardest to cooperate with.
Yeah.
Right? They kind of bring up all kinds of feelings for us. But you know what? Cooperation is working together and helping others and helping each other. So if you can keep that in mind, that really helps. Working towards a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our next segment is we're going to play a little game. Mm-hmm. The name of this game is called the counting game. And this is a fun game that you can do maybe in the car with your family, or if you are waiting in line somewhere with your family or some friends. This is a great thing that you can do. It's a lot of fun. So the goal for this game is to count to 10. The tricky part about this game is that you can't go in order around the table. You don't necessarily know who's going next. And if somebody says the same number at the same time, you have to start over. Okay? All right. So we are going to give this a try. Some of you may have played this in your classroom. So you might be familiar with this. So here's what we're going to do. Anya is going to start us off. She's going to start with 1, and then we're going to do our best to get all the way to 10. See if we can cooperate. Okay, Miss Anya, ready, go.
1,
2,
3,
4,
5. Oh, we went at the same time, didn't we, Helena? Okay, all right, Anya, go start us again.
1, 2.
Oh, we only made it to 2. Okay, all right. Anya, start us again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, you did it again.
Oh, my goodness. One. Okay, let's give it one last try, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what makes this hard. Okay, Anya.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10.
Oh my goodness, you guys, you made it. Good work.
Did it.
Okay, now let's talk about this. What made this game hard? Wave at me here in the studio. Wave at me if you have an idea you want to share. What made this game hard? Alyssa, what made this tricky?
It's hard because you don't know who's going to go, and you can tell because they're going to move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know who's going to go next. The fact that you are not supposed to talk and figure it out makes it hard. So what does that mean for cooperation? What does it mean that we have to do to make cooperation work really well?
It means that we have to, like, we have to wait a little bit if somebody else is going to go, and we have to figure out when somebody else is going to go, and if you should go then.
Mm-hmm. So when you're cooperating, sometimes you have to wait a little bit. You have to wait your turn. You don't always get to go first. What else is really important? I'm giving them a clue here in the studio that you can't see. What else is really important that you do when you're cooperating with the group? Helena.
You have to say the numbers, but you can't say them at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So you need to know when to say.
Okay. Alyssa, what do you want to add to that?
You have to talk.
Oh, my goodness. Talking, communicating, you're right, is so important for cooperation. All right. Good job, friends. Oh, do you have something you want to add, Anya?
Yeah. But What you can't do is you can't make extra noise. You can't make extra noise.
Oh, like in this game, that's important too, that you weren't making eye contact. But you know, anytime you're cooperating, talking to each other, saying what you think, listening to other people's ideas is so, so very important.
Unless you're playing charades.
Unless you're playing charades. Okay, Heston Elementary, it is time for one of our favorite segments, the joke segment. And actually, my friends today, they came with some of their very own jokes, so I can't wait to hear what they have for us. Sterling, let's start with you.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
That's a good one. Anya, tell us your joke.
How do you say thank you in a coffee shop?
Ooh, how?
Thanks a latte.
Oh, that is a good one. All right, Alyssa, let's hear yours.
What's a ghost's favorite yogurt?
What is a ghost's favorite yogurt?
Blueberry.
Oh, say it again. What was it?
Blueberry.
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 Okay, Mason. Oh, sorry. I almost skipped Helena. Helena, what's your joke?
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
Oh, what? Did everybody out there hear that?
Instead of because of eye in fish.
Okay, Mason, will you wrap up the jokes for us, please? What's yours?
Why didn't the teddy bear have dessert after a date? Because
Why?
It was already stuffed.
It was already stuffed. Are ready for the last part of our podcast today. I promised that we would save time for some shout outs here at the end. All right, and we are going to start with Alyssa. Alyssa, let's hear your shout out.
I want to give a shout out to my brother who's in high school and my teacher, Miss Andrew.
Oh, awesome. Okay, Mason.
I would like to give a shout out to my brother, Eli, and then also my sister, Bailey.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to my brother in second grade, Jack. Hope you're listening.
Awesome. Okay, Sterling.
I'd like to give a shout out to my dog, Patton.
Thank you, Helena.
I'd like to give a shout out to my sister, Ivis, in first grade.
Mm-hmm. All right, friends, and that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month with new co-hosts to talk about our new word of the month, empathy. Hi. All